you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. A former agent for the Drug Enforcement Administration has been arrested for his alleged participation in January's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Court papers show Mark Salmi Ibrahim of Orange County was on leave from the agency at the time, but was carrying a weapon that the DEA had issued to him. He's been charged with entering the Capitol grounds with a firearm and lying to federal law enforcement officials. Ibrahim's attorney told the LA Times the charges are an overreach and that his client, quote, played no role in any riot, never committed any violence, attempted to enter any building, or induced or promoted others to do so. Activists are demanding reparations following the LAPD fireworks detonation that injured 17 people and caused widespread property damage late last month. Members of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles gathered outside LAPD headquarters yesterday and called on the city to repair the harm caused by the massive blast. BLM organizer Paula Miner says addressing this harm requires helping affected residents apply for assistance.
We need to have apologies. We need to have immediate restoration of people's lives. There needs to be immediate reparations and compensations for that damage. Some people still cannot go into their house.
The police department tried to detonate thousands of pounds of illegal fireworks seized at a house in South LA in late June. The bomb squad placed the fireworks in a vessel designed to contain such a detonation, but it was apparently too much, and the resulting blast damaged cars and homes. The city of Los Angeles is expected to get a cut of a tentative multi-billion dollar national settlement made with several big opioid manufacturers and distributors. Once it's finalized, tens of millions of dollars will go into the city's coffers over the next 18 years. In 2018, LA was one of the first cities to sue drug makers for their alleged role in worsening the nationwide opioid crisis and for not properly advertising the dangers of those drugs. City Attorney Mike Viewer says the money will not bring back the lives lost to addiction, but it could help rein in the epidemic.
We sued because no corporation, no matter how powerful it is, should be able to put its profits over people's lives.
Opioid overdose deaths more than doubled in LA County from 2016 to 2019. City Attorney Feuer says once the settlement is a done deal, the first payments could start coming in the next few months. Happening today, we're expecting the release of the final list of candidates who will be on the ballot in the September recall election against Governor Newsom. The election has the state's top elections chief thinking about the rules, and she says some things need to change. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more.
Shirley Weber has learned something since she was appointed Secretary of State in January.
There are some serious problems with our recall laws.
Weber cited the signature threshold to force a recall, which at 12% of recent voter turnout is much lower than other states.
There's always 10 to 15% who do not like somebody, you know. And so is that a reasonable amount that we should have in order to recall anybody, whether it's a governor or whether it's a controller or whomever?
She also questioned the possibility that a candidate could replace a recalled official with less than a majority vote and the timing of a recall election. There is some precedent for change. California lawmakers tweaked some recall rules after a Democratic state senator from Orange County was kicked out of office in 2018. But the kinds of changes Weber is talking about would require voter approval, and that could be thorny. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson says voters rarely want to give up any power.
Even if very few people vote in a recall, even if there's very low voter information when it comes to a ballot initiative, the voters will typically make sure that they have very easy access to these tools.
Weber made clear that she's not calling for any specific changes, but after the Newsom recall, she wants to start a conversation. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.